Coronation is a spoof of the Fiesta Coronation. Every year, 5,000 to 6,000 people pack the Empire Theater for a glitzy and campy San Antonio-themed satire. At the Friendly Spot Ice House, Coronation's board announced it raised $168,000 this year. Board member Jesse Modis says it's the most they've ever generated, with much of the thanks going to Steve and Jody Newman, this year's King and Queen Anchovy, to break last year's record.
But then you have kind of a background network of folks who are working for Coronation who never set foot on stage but are kind of the support system to help us raise that money and distribute it as well. So, I mean, really, there are just countless folks who participate in Coronation and make it happen every year.
Two gifts of $80,000 each are going to the San Antonio AIDS Foundation and Beat AIDS. Beat AIDS Executive Director Michelle Durham says the Coronation funds in the past have helped revive programs that have dropped due to lack of funding and also supply assistance.
Sometimes if a client has a hospital visit or some other situation, has to pay for an exorbitant amount of funds for their medicines, we're able to help make sure that they still can pay their rent or utilities.
AIDS Foundation Executive Director David Yule says the money will help about 1,800 people.
The majority of these funds we really want to put back to our clients that are so in need, basically in our skilled nursing facility and providing them with meals.
$8,000 was also provided to the Robert Rehm Theater Arts Scholarship Fund, which now awards $2,000 per year for a recipient's undergrad in performance majors. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.